Chris Morning Update Wednesday April the 26th。 大家好，欢迎来到星期三的早报。在美股方面，纳斯达克指数突破6000点，再创新高，慢牛行情进入第九个年头。那么在娱乐方面呢， Netflix 打入中国市场，与爱奇艺达成了在中国的首个许可协议。在国防方面，媒体称国产航母已插上红旗或即将下水，概念股应声大涨。在武汉本地新闻方面呢，国家航天产业基地正式在新州开建，首家入驻企业航天科工火箭技术有限公司将投资17亿元左右建设运载火箭总装总吊中心。The Nasdaq Composite Index in early Tuesday trade hit a major milestone, surpassing the Nasdaq 6,000. The Nasdaq Composite touched an industry record of 6,023, up 0.7% Tuesday morning in New York. The Nasdaq has not seen a major new high, which is to say a breakthrough of a big round number since way back in 2000, said Mr. Brock McMillan, chief investment officer at Commonwealth Financial Network, back in February when the Nasdaq was flirting with those lofty levels.Indeed, the last time the Nasdaq was somersaulting higher was in the late 1990s and the early 2000s during the notorious dot-com bubble. That period of buzzy tech companies with dubious business models exemplified by past.com didn't end well for investors. In fact, Wall Street took 15 years to recover, with the index not returning to the 5,000 level again until March 2015.This time around, stocks are running higher on the back of easing geopolitical risks, better-than-expected corporate earnings, and the so-called Trump rally, fueled by hope of tax cuts, infrastructure spending, and deregulation from President Donald Trump. Markets also are anticipating news on corporate tax reform after Trump said a plan to cut corporate taxes to 15% would be revealed on Wednesday.And the global streaming giant Netflix has struck its first licensing deal in China with one of the massive market's leading streaming platforms, iQIYI. To date, Netflix has been blocked by the Middle Kingdom regulators from operating its own service in the world's most populous nation. The deal comes just over a year after Netflix took its service global with just a handful of territories, including China,Iran and North Korea, missing from its planet-wide strategy. The announcement was made on the sidelines of the annual Apple's conference in Indonesia. A streaming services' VP of Content Acquisition, Robert Roy. Netflix spokesman told Variety that the deal was too new to provide any details, much such as the content which will make its Chinese debut. However, it's understood that Netflix original content will be available onA day and date or near the simultaneous basis along with the availability in other territories. iQIYI claims over 500 million users monthly for its advertising-supported AVOD platform. The company is also using original content to pioneer its conversation of many of its users to Netflix-like subscription models, the SVOD model.Netflix has previously tried to enter China as a service operator, but acknowledged last year that the regulatory hurdles were proving too great in the near term. It indicated on its third quarter earnings call in late 2016 that licensing would likely be its route into the region. China maintains a tight control of media, communications, and internet within its own borders. Most foreign broadcasters are barred from operating in China except in limited circumstances.And both Disney and Apple have seen their fledgling online services in China crimped in the past year. Growing censorship controls have also made it harder to air foreign content on China's streaming services. Censors now require entire series to be approved before a show can begin to be carried by a platform, something that restricted Netflix-style binge viewing.It is not clear how iQIYI will overcome this issue and still make content available in sync with Netflix's simultaneous global release pattern. And last but not least, the recently taken photos show that China's first home-built aircraft carrier has been decorated with flags on the deck and that construction apparatus has been removed. Chinese media have speculated that the ship might be launched as early as this week. And that is all for Wednesday update, and stay tuned for the update version on the 27th.